Learning Masech Nizbeid Daf Hey Amin Aleph. The Gemara is discussing Shnei Yadim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. That by Shnei Yadim Tovim Shel Golis, the Gemara had said, a machlokes, but we paskin, Neilad Bezez Materes Bezez, because they're Shnei Kedushas, you're only keeping them in time Safek. We don't know which one is Yom Tif, there's no takana to keep both of them, and Meila Beish Neilad Bezez Iman of Shech is Materes Bezez. That's by Shnei Yadim Tovim Shel Golis. By Shnei Yadim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Shmuel Darman Tavayel Neil de Bezeh Surah Bezeh. If it's nailed on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's also the second day. And the Mar brings the Mishnah. Vishayna Yimakam Eidus Achaydish Kolayim. Originally, they were Makamal Eidus Achaydish for Rosh Hashanah the whole day. Pamachas Vishnai, the love and the skalkal of Ian Bashir. Iskinu Shloy Makamal Se'edim Ela Adam Incha. They were because one time the Edim didn't come, and the Neila. When they said the shir of the Tamish of Bein Arbaim, they thought the Edom weren't going to come, so they said the shir shel chayil. And the Edom ended up coming, and they didn't have the shir shel kaidish. So because of that, a skinish lay makam is the Edom ala the mincha. That they can't be makam of the Edom till the mincha. If the Edom don't come, so then the Edom aren't allowed to come, and it'll be right for them to say the shir shel chayil. Vimbo Edom in a mincha lamayla, neigam eisiyem kaidish ulamacha kaidish. If the Edom come in a mincha lamayla, so then, the Naik both days Kaidish, and that's a Kedusha Achas, that's a Kedusha B'teres Vada, like we'll get to. But first, about the Ikata Kana, that they said, Shalei Mekal, Eidim Elan and Mincha, Rashi learns the whole Gemara is talking about Rosh Hashanah. That's the Pashtus of the Gemara. The Rama Melchus Kedusha Chaydish, Perigim Alacha Hei, says that every Chaydish was that way. Mechaya, makes sense. By every Chaydish, you're going to have the same problem of Skalgul Levi and Bashir. They'll have the same takana. They can't be makav the edim only on a mincha. The Ra'a here, the Chedushira says that this story apparently happened on Rosh Hashanah, but the takana of lekabel edim min a mincha lemeila, that takana is 4 months because that's shayach equally to every month. Another chiddush in the Rambam is the Gemara says the problem was in skanku levim bishir. The problem was a shir. Taisa has a kasha. Taisa the top taisis. Why don't we also ask the kasha legabe the musafim? What happened to all the musafim they were supposed to bring that they didn't bring? So Taisus says that they could bring the musafim even after they brought the talmud. The shir, it's too late. They already brought the talmud with the shir. You can't change the shir. The musafim they can bring after the talmud, even though it's halacha you can't bring a manas after the talmud. But Taisus says that when you need it for a mitzvah the rabbim, you could bring it after the talmud. As I state in Taisus, the sugya musafim which he references. And there's a shayla, he quotes the sugim sachem, different than when we have it. But anyway, just want to bring out, the Rambam says, and they couldn't bring the musaf, that was the problem. Farshim and bothered the Gemara says, Eskal Galvim Bashir. And the Chnushira says, Enechanami, the Gemara says, Eskal Galvim Bashir. Who would then know what the problem was? Who would then the problem was with the musafim? The Gemara just says, Eskal Galvim Bashir, because that was the gate to the Tumbin. Who would then have problems with the musafim? They weren't able to bring the musafim. In Svarich, there's a little bit more that there were chayshish al sashir, a little bit shver. Why did I have to make a takana for the shir? Basically, the musafinah makes more sense. Well, kapanim, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the problem was that they didn't bring the musafinah, they weren't able to bring the musafinah after the tamid. So, machalikis rishainim, if they brought the tamid, but the avid, could they bring the musafinah? Taisa says, yeah. The Rambam says, no. Negei abyssal, the sugya in psachim in the fifth parak that Taisa wrote down. Now, the Rambam has a very big chiddush, an Ilchus Kiddush HaChiddush, which I want to mention here. The Rambam says like this, the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halachat Hezvav. Bezin Shiyashu Kol Yom Laim V'Libo Edom. Bezin stat the whole 30 days, Edom didn't come. So no Edom came. Apparently, the moon wasn't visible to anyone on the night of the 30th. V'Shkim V'Nefshet, they got up the next morning. V'Avru Esa Chiddush Kamei Shabayinu V'Perek Zeb. And they were Ma'abed Chiddush. After 4 or 5 days, Edom came, distant Edom, v'idu shiras ha'chedesh v'zmane, shuhul el-lamed. They came, 4 or 5 days later, Edom came, maybe from a distant place in Eretz Yisrael, and they were made that they saw the chedesh v'zmane. So zog the Rambam, mekanshin oisei v'chayzim v'nesu chedesh me'im lamed hel v'ni o'reach b'leilei. Since apparently the moon was visible that day, so amelu, we retroactively make kiddush ha'chedesh from that day. As I stated in the Rambam, that if l'maisa the moon wasn't visible, so then the chiddush is the next day, and that happens a lot of times. But if the moon was visible, and Edom came or made on it, even though it was much later, they could retroactively make rish chiddush later. So there's a there's a lot of kashas on the Rambam, but one of the kashas, the Rambam, the Tzlach asks, he asks later in the Avavim and Aleph, that if they were mesaken, that Edom can come in a mincha l'mayla because of a kilkul, because in skalkul avim b'shir, so kol shkein, that is nichol, it should be nichol yenet hakana, that they can't come the next day. Even if technically midereisa is such a thing. And that's a chiddush in the Rambam. As I would say, midereisa, if they didn't know that it was Rosh Chodesh today, and they didn't establish today's Rosh Chodesh, it's too late. You can't establish it anymore. It's Me'uber HaChodesh, and now the Chodesh becomes the next day. As then the Chodesh Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is Mashma. But even if you say not that way, if Miyashiv the Gemara, you say that even if it's the day afterwards, but as long as they find out today is the Rosh Chodesh, the moon was seen on today, and Yom Lamed, they can Mekadesh it L'mafreyan. And L'mafreyan they count from that day. But what about this din that they were Mesakim, and according to the Rambam, they were Mesakim by all the months that way? What about this din they were Mesakim, it can't be a Mekab Ladies of Nimchal Malach, because you don't want the Levim to Meskalkal B'Shir. The Rambam says, because they wouldn't bring the Musafim. Say also, the Musafim come to Yisrael on the wrong day. It's 4 or 5 days later. So the Shia was wrong, the Musafim were wrong. Why wouldn't that be Nichol on the Takana of that they weren't Mekabal Eidus, but Minchal Ma'al, it's a Pella. The Mechizkinach also asks his Kasha. It's a Mitzvah Dalad, Hilchus Kiddush HaChedish. And he's Meisif to the Kasha Abyssal. He's Meisif that in the Rambam is before, that even Tishri they could do it until half of the month, that's what he says. But Kumtais like this, Kumtais is after Yom Kippur, and they already did the whole of Eidus Yom Kippur, they fasted on Yom Kippur V'chuli, and now Eidim come, and they makabel the Eidim, and they makadish the Chodesh L'mafreya. What type of kilkul is this? The whole Avedis Yom Kippur is all wasted. The real Yom Kippur didn't do any Avedis B'chlal, they didn't even fast. If they were Mesagim found, Neskalkul Avim B'shir, the Rambam says in Musafim, that they shouldn't be makabel and Minchal L'mayla, why wouldn't it be Kolshken that they have to be Mesagim, that they can't be makabel the Eidus later, and Mimatel everything L'mafreya? Sapella. It's Lachzeh says a whole teretz. But the Minchas Chinuch says a teretz, a mechudish dik a teretz, a mechudish dik a yisayin, of if the yisayin is richtig, it's a pashid a mechudish dik a teretz. He says that l'maysid is a din of atem afilu, shegigim atem afilu mezidim atem afilu mutar. There's a din that even if Bezin gets it wrong, even if Bezin deliberately gets it wrong, even if Bezin makes a mistake and they realize the mistake, the halacha is the chaydish follows what they did. So Zaktim in Cheskenach, so Kumtai says, if it wasn't that day, if they were Makadish Lamafreya, so that day, what was the din? What did Bezdim Paskin for Rosh Chodesh for that day? That the next day is Rosh Chodesh. So Kumtai says, that's what it is. That's the din of Atem. In Himmel says Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's Yom Kippur. There was no Kilkul whatsoever. That would. So what are you doing Lamafreya? Yeah, that's also the din. That's the din of Kiddush HaChodesh Lamafreya. Benigayim Mikan Olahaba. You mayna from what the Edom are coming now. But the negay, what happened before, that's b'chol not a kilkul. If they come that day, so kumta is the whole day they're waiting for the Edom to come. They weren't conveyed b'chol. They weren't conveyed that it was Rosh Chodesh or wasn't Rosh Chodesh. And m'mela, when the Edom come, that day is Rosh Chodesh. L'mafrei, the whole day is Rosh Chodesh. There's no atom telling you till now it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. Adrabba, that's the din. The din is when the Edom come, the whole day is Rosh Chodesh. That's what is an Issa Malacha. That's why you have to wait. You have to do an Issa Malacha to that day, even the Beis Avad. Even the Edom didn't come yet. But the Pshat is when the Edom come, and Bez Mekabel the Edom, that makes this day Rosh Hashanah. And the whole day becomes Rosh Hashanah. So if they didn't bring Musafim, that's a Kilkul. Because on Rosh Hashanah, they bring Musafim. If they were Skalkul Bashir, that's a Kilkul. But if it's the next day, and the next day they decided today's Rosh Chodesh, and that's the din atem. So today became Rosh Chodesh, and today became Rosh Hashanah, and all the avodah din of Rosh Hashanah is mamish kedin. And Yom Kippur also, the fasting is mamish kedin. And then there's a new din, and the Ram Shita is the din kiddush l'mafreya. The din kiddush l'mafreya has a din only legabi mekana l'abo. Legabi what they did already, that's mamish kedin. As I tie into the Minchas Chinuch, and he brings a very good makar to this, a very good raya, which is a little different. But if the Yisayin, the Rishayinim, and Taisus Daf Kaf Aleph, say even a much bigger Chiddush. The Gemara there says that Levi came, and he said, very interesting, the Tafshila, the Bavloi, smells very good on the Yom Tzayim Rambam the Maravah. That was, he came to Bavel, and he was counting, he came from Eretz Yisrael, and he knew that today was Yom Kippur, but the Bnei Bavel, apparently, they counted the day before as Yom Kippur. So he fasted, and he said, it smells very good, the Tafshilim, on the Yom Sayyid Rabbah of Merovah. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why don't you tell everybody? Why don't you be made that today is Yom Kippur? He says, I didn't hear from the Beis Din Mekudesh. The Din is a Shluchim, could only be made if they hear Mekudesh from the Beis Din. That's the Gemara of Shoshana Daf Kefalv. So if Ektai is Gevald, let him go and tell them that they're eating on Yom Kippur. How could he let them eat on Yom Kippur? His stomach don't believe him. Meshbub Hashem Yisura. How could he allow the people in Bavel to do an Issachars? Zak Taisus and their Ashman, other Rishainim there. Then there's a din of Atem. Vibalt the Bnei Bavel have a din to count this day as Yom Kippur. There's no din sake of the Yom and Yom Kippur. So they're supposed to figure out what's Yom Kippur. They do Yom Kippur al Piroiv, and they do the earlier day Yom Kippur. So that's a din of Atem. So to them, it is Yom Kippur. So if you're going to Mitzah Shliach Bez Din Vaistais, and you're being made to them, so that's good for their din. Their din is that they're supposed to decide what day is Yom Kippur, and if Shluchim come, they're supposed to follow the Shluchim. So that would be the din. But since he's not a Shliach, because he didn't hear from the Beis Din Mekudesh, a din Shliach he doesn't have. So then, they have a din not to listen to him. They have a din to keep this day is Yom Kippur. And then this day is Yom Kippur, but there is Vaday. That's the din of Atem. Azai Zagin Rishayim there. Why taken they do Atem by the other Yom Tov Vesachnish? That's what they wanted. They wanted to do Sveik of the Yema. But Yom Kippur wasn't shy to Sveik of the Yema. So the din of Atem was to do one day. And Bisaymach on the Raiv, that it was the earlier day. So the Mechaskinach has a hard time with that Chiddush. He brings it earlier in this mitzvah and he says, Atem is the Beis Din. The Beis Din, I call this Kaveir Shekadoshim, have a din of Atem. But here, the Bnei Bavel, they're not the Beis Din. Who says the din of Atem? But that's what the Rishayim say. So he says, the Rishayim could say, Penegei the Bnei Bavel, a Bnei Medina Achas, that that has a din to be Kaveir Chiddush on a certain day. Because that's the halacha. We don't do 2 days Yom Kippur. We do our Piroiv. And it's chal on them, and then atem is bechal not a kilkul. It's bechal not a problem at all. They can eat on the Yom Kippur of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't matter. And the Rishayim are willing to be saved such a chiddush. And of course, once the shluchim come, let's say shluchim come the next day. So when do they do sukkahs? The way they do it in Eretz Yisrahl. So come this day Yom Kippur, and their sukkahs aren't kinnishtim. The Yom Kippur is going to be earlier, and their sukkahs is going to be later. It doesn't matter. That's the kiddush l'mafreya from the atem. He says, so if they can be saved, well, that's a koshkein in the Makam Avad, where they decided that the day was the Mubar, and that was the din they were supposed to do. It's Chal Adin Atem, and now there's a din L'mafreya, so what? L'mafreya just means, Makam Alaba, you mind him from that day. But whatever he did today was Mamish and Gansen Kedin. So that answers the Kasha, when if the Edom were coming in Minchul Maila, and on that same day you'd be Kaveh Yerush Kedish, that's a Kulkul. Because there's never an Atem saying it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. Forget, the Edom came and the Atem says today was Rosh Hashanah. I'm afraid the whole day was Rosh Hashanah. And you weren't knowing Rosh Hashanah, you didn't bring the Masafi and the Skalkul Bashir, it's a problem. Mashayin came once Bezin decided it's a Chaydish Ma'umr, and then they come 4 days later, whatever was done till the Edom came was Mamish and Gansin Kedin. That's the Minchas Chenuch Teretz. Now, the Gemara says, then again, our sugya, if bo edim in a mincha lamal and neigam aisyam kaidish lamacha kaidish, and that's why the beitz is aser. Because when the edim come in a mincha lamala, both days are kaidish. Even though, when do we count mayadais? We count mayadais from the second day. But lamaisa, the first day, the 30th day of El, we're not mezalzel, even though we know for sure it's not going to be a shashana, we still have an isa malacha. So mamela, the din of making 2 days with shashana wasn't misafik. Because we know Vaday that only the second day is Yom Tov, we still have an Isra on the first day. So Memela, it's a Chachachom with Svasam to make 2 days Rosh Hashanah when Edom come in the Mincha Lamayla. And therefore the Rechaikim have to make it every year because maybe Edom will come after Mincha and it'll be one Kedusha. And you won't have Iman of Shuch. So that's why the Beitz is Asa, because maybe the Edom will come in the Mincha Lamayla and then both days will be Rosh Hashanah B'Tar is Vaday. First day at Kanas Chacham, the second day Midereisa. So there's a big suffix, a big machlokes about this sugya. What does it mean, bo edim in a mincha l'malo? Let's say edim didn't come at all. What's the din in that case? Is that kedusha achas or shei kedushas? Do we say like this? There's really three tzadim. The edim will come before mincha. the Edom will come after Mincha and we won't be mekabel them, or the Edom won't come at all the first day. And then it's not negay Edom. Once Edom don't come the first day, the din is the second day, you mekadesh a chaydesh, you mekadesh a ma'uber, you make it ma'uber. So the Gemara says, Lashinim, bo Edom in a mincha l'mayla. You can learn like this. If Edom don't come at all, only the second day is kaydesh, the first day is not kaydesh. If Edom come the first day before Mincha, then only the first day is Kaddish, the second day is not Kaddish. Now, in the case where Edom don't come at all, for Shteitzach, you were neig the first day Kaddish because you didn't know Edom weren't going to come at all. Now, if Edom come after Mincha, the halacha is, if Edom come and we don't accept them, then the first day becomes Kaddish. So, Mamela, practically, you're going to have to be neig Kaddish the whole first day because maybe Edom will come. But if only if Edom come and we don't accept them, the rejection of the Edom that are coming, that's what makes the first day Kaddish. But let's say Edom never come. So then the first day Lemafrei was never Kaddish. Nafgamina, Febeya. Febeya, B'makim Havat. Let's say you're there in Yerushalayim and you know exactly what's happening with the Beis Din, and you have a Beya that was null debrishin, you want to forget it, B'shein, it depends. If the Edom came, so then the first day became a Yantav V'Teres Vaday. And now, the second day is a Yantif also, Midaraisa. So, Mel, you wouldn't be allowed to eat the Be'ah. But let's say Edom never came. That's him, you wouldn't be allowed to eat the Be'ah. The Rechaikim have to be Chayshish, the Edom came, and Minimin Chalmal, we didn't accept them. But the Kravim, they would be allowed to eat the Be'ah. They wouldn't be allowed to do Yantif the whole first day, because the whole first day, they always have to be afraid maybe Edom will come. But if Edom end up not coming, come to Islam afraid, the first day was Chayl. If Edom came and we rejected them, then the first day was Kaddish. And the second day was a Kaddish, because since we rejected them, so the second day Midrash is Kaddish. But if the Edom didn't come at all, so come there's the first day of Eschol. That's the first side of the sugya. The second side is, and this is not so mashman the Lashem, but it's better in Svara, is once Mincha comes, that's it, Bezin's closed. It makes absolutely no difference if Edom do come now or don't come now. The words in Bo Edom in a Mincha L'mayla is Hu Adinim Lebo Klal. It's Lav Dafka. It means they didn't come before Mincha. But if they didn't come before Mincha, so come to us right now, we know two things. First of all, we know that Rosh Hashanah is going to be tomorrow. We also know that today is Chayil. Chazal say, no, you can't do Malachi now. Oh, so today becomes the Yantif Midarabanan. The pshat was that this is what they were masakin. The first day is going to be Yantif no matter what. If the Edom come, we'll be Yantav Min Raisa. If the Edom don't come, so we'll be Yantav Min Rabbanan. Why did they make a Yantav Min Rabbanan? Because if they didn't, we're going to know the Edom aren't coming. We're going to know by Mincha that the Edom aren't coming, and we'll be Mezazel, and we don't want to do that. So Me'elim Bo Edom in the Mincha L'mal means who would do them Bo Klav? Nafkamina, the only real Nafkamina L'chayri is Be'ah in the Makam Avat, because Shloim Magavan was saying the Be'ah is Asura. Why? Because we're afraid the Edom came in a Mincha L'mayla. So even if you need the Edom to come in a Mincha L'mayla and be rejected, then L'maysa, wherever else you are out of the Magavan, you always have to be afraid of that scenario, and the Mela, the Be'ah is going to be Asur. Now, L'gabi doing Malacha, even in the Magavan, you can't do Malacha either way, even if you need the Edom to come in a Mincha L'mayla, but the entire day you have to be afraid the Edom Atak are going to come in a Mincha L'mayla. But the nafkamina is if the Edom L'maisa didn't come in a Mincha L'maila. So according to the first side, so the first day L'maisa was Chayil. Right? But everything's taken care of, because if the Edom ever come in a Mincha L'maila, so it'll be Kaddish. So L'maisa, you'll never be Mezalzel, because you're always afraid the Edom might come in a Mincha L'maila. According to the second side, even if the Edom didn't come at all, L'maisa, the first day is Kaddish, first day is anyway Kaddish. First day, if the second day is Yantif, the first is Kaddish Rabbanan, either way, even if the Edom don't come at all. Those are the two started. So there's a very clear machlekes achreinim about this. Later on the Avavim and Aleph, Rashi says, the Gemara there was discussing about Be'ah and Ardoi, the whole Gemara there, but Rashi there says, this is the Lashon Rashi, the Mai Daitach, what do you think, La'isa b'sheni, l'chayka mi'bezin, dolma ablay le'el, katakana rishayna, limnitz miyayim sheni, v'lasa shneyom, kagoyin, sh'loi bo edem adyam shleishim ve'echad. Rashi al-Lachar is pretty clear that the case where it's 2 days of Yantif, it's Shnei Yamim, and the Be'ah is Asur, Be'ah Shnei Obzeh V'Sur B'Zeh, is in a case where Edom don't come Ad Yom Laman Aleph. But the thing is, both the Marsha and the Maram, say it's a Pella. What do you mean? They don't come to Laman Aleph. That's not Kedusha Achas. That's Shnei Kedushas. The Takana was if they came on Yom Laman and rejected them. He said, the Rasha says, Rashi didn't say, B'dikta, Rashi meant that they came after Mincha. The Ram is Magia. He says, Tay Seifa was not from Rashi. Shleibo Adam Mincha. But you see clear, both the Ram and the Rasha Neman for a Pshidus. That even though Rashi says, but the Neman, no, that's not what it means. That the case that's Noigim, Oyasim, Kodesh, Amach, Kodesh is when the Edom actually come, Minamincha Lamayla. That's what the Neman. I guess because of the Lashon. And by the way, the Minamincha Lamayla means the Edom actually come. But the Tzlach here says not the way. The Tzlach here says, he asks the Kasha, why would you have to be Chayshish Punk that came in a Mincha Lamayla? Why would you have to be Chayshish for that? It's not so Shkiach. Why would you have to be Chayshish for that? Hatenich, if you hold that by a suffix the Rabbanah and Dovah Sheish the Matiyam is Asur, so Be'er Shinol the Bezel Be'asur B'zeh, you have a suffix, the suffix the Rabbanah, a suffix the Rabbanah is Dovah Sheish the Matiyam, you have to wait. But if you hold like the Gemara before that, that even a Dovah Sheish the Matiyam, a suffix is Mutter, so why are we being Chayshish for the suffix of Bo Edom and Amin Chalamayla? So you know what he answers? He says, this is all part of the din of Shnei Yamim. The din of Shnei Yamim, we're chayshish for Shnei Yamim even for their Rabbanans, right? Why don't we say, if the old Dovah Sheish the Matirim is Mutter, by suffering their Rabbanans, why don't we say that you can't do the Raises both days, but you could do the Rabbanans. You could do the Rabbanans because of the suffix. Teretz is, that's good for the din. You don't be Mezalzel and Yantiv Sheini. Right? Then a couple days it's a whole Zalzel and Yantiv. You wouldn't have to keep either Yantiv by the Rabbanans. In Mela, we say that no, even for the Rabbanans, it made up, it's Yantiv Sheini. Yantiv Sheini works even for their abundance. So Zak Tzlach here, if the Edom didn't come on the first day, so then it's Kedusha Achas. It's not two Sveikis. It's one Safik. If you're keeping the second day, you're keeping the second day, but Tarius Kedusha Achas. That is the din of the second day now. There's no Mitzias that the second day should be Yantiv and it should be Shtei Kedushas. Savada, Azavi keeping the second day for their abundance also. Azavi a Bayer that's nulled on the second day is also on the second day. And you don't say it's a suffix they're abundant. A bay and old on the first day. If the second day is Kedush, then it's Kedusha Achas. Klai the Tzlach holds that the din of Bo Edom in the Mincha Lamala means who would it if they didn't come at all? It's Hainu Ach. That was the Takana. That even when we find out the first day won't be Yomtiv, the first day is Yomtiv no matter what. That is the Takana. You don't need... in Svarich, Tim's better this way. You need the Edom should actually come and reject them, and that makes up a Sachalais. We didn't even take the Edom. The Bez is closed for service. You need the Edom should come, knock on the door, and then we don't let them in. And that's what makes it Yomtiv. As I never done the Slach, that the Yomtiv is there, but there is Vada, even if the Edom don't come. So it's a Machalik is a Chayim. That was a Machalik is Yishayim, really. The Ridwan Erev in the Aflamatessim and Aleph, the Gemara brings Mamish the same Shail of Rebiyasin and Yehuda. And the Gemara really says, the same thing Gemara is saying him, Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara there says about the Tanner Rebiyasin, that the reason why Rabbi Yossi holds that Rosh Hashanah and all the bazaar is a surah bazaar is because it's Kedusha Achas, because it's Kedusha Achas. So he says like this, Ridva says that by Yantiv Sheni, here's the Lashon of Ridva, V'tamad Rabbi Yossi, bazaar de bishlam, v'kashay ein oysen shnei yam ne safik, by regular shnei yam ne shkals, you only do ne safik, v'ilu ne de vandal oysen oysen kaydish, havo shtei kedushas, kilechem kaydish v'sheni chal. Aval Achshav, Shabo Edom B'yayim Rishon, the Edom came B'yayim Rishon, V'roitzim Chachamim L'tchaysa, U'lekandash Yem Sheni, and the Chacham decided, no, we're pushing them off, and we're making Yem Sheni. Hareza Barab L'Safik Shem Sheni Rosh Hashanah V'Rishon Chayel. So now we know that the Yem Sheni is Safik, the Rishon Chayel. So, Chal Vad, the Masha'is and Shteyam, Enim Ney Safik, Shreitz L'Ach B'Bay, Kem Shishchil Adash Yantim Min Atayrib, Shevo Edom Kaydim Mincha, V'gam Shuris Adim He throws that in. It's only because you still could be Makadosh and Edom are here. Then in Ichu B'Kedushas Kilu Yanda V'Suu Mesheni Kaim Aricha. Sounds very clear from the wording that he uses that Bo Edom Yem Rishon V'Roitzim Chacham L'Tchaysay. And he also throws in Gam Shuris Adim L'Tarish Yachal L'Kanchay. That's the case of Kedusha Achas. Otherwise, it sounds like it wouldn't be Kedusha Achas. But the Rashi here on Amid Beis, we'll get to it, Beis Hashem, in the Shir Amid Beis. He says clearly, he says these are his words, Mikol Mokam Hekin Loi Bo Edom Klal B'yayim Erishayin, Sha'az Eisim Shteyam B'hol Eimnu, V'dayin Nisha Inyam B'tkanas Yishayin, Nekamay Shteyam B'kdusha Achas, Hachana Mashak Tan B'kdusha Achas. So he says clearly, the Edom didn't come in all B'yayim Erishayin, and still it's one day. So it's a machlokes Yudvan Rashba. But I have one Ara, and the Achrayim have this Ara. There's a whole shayla by Rosh Hashanah, if the Kedusha Achas is only L'chumra, or it's even L'kula. L'mashal, Kedusha Achas is Negeya to Erev Tchumen. If 2 days of Yom Tov, you can make an Erev Tchumen on one of the days one way, and the other day the other way. They're not totally Ha'baha. I decide I want to go visit a person on the east side of town, 4,000 amos away, on Yom Tov Rishon. I want to go visit someone else on the west side of town, 4,000 amos away in Tov Sheni. By Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galus you could do it. By Rosh Hashanah you can't, since it's Kedusha Achas. So you need one tchum. You can't change the tchum in the middle of the Kedusha Achas, in the middle of the day. Right? That's a din, if you hold Kedusha Achas. Now it comes that also though a kula, because by Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galus, if you do make an Erev, you want, let's say you want both days, right? There's a shul you like davening in, out of your tchum, you make an Erev tchum to go to the shul. So the halacha is, you can't rely on the tchum, on the Erev tchum you made the first day for the second day. You have to make sure that it's there. So you're going to have to go, that's the whole gemara there in Erevin. You have to go to make sure that the Erev is still there, or you have to ma'ariv baraglav, whatever the case may be. What about on Shneim Tavim Shel Rosh Hashanah? If you make an Erev, right, you have a shul, you want a daven or a shanah, shteitzach, so you go to make an Erev the first day, does that Erev work the second day, even if it's Nechal Eruvay? The Rambam in Hilchas Erevin says, by Shneim Tayim Shel Golias and Shabbos and Yontif, if you're Ma'ariv Lo Yemishin, it has to be Kayim Afiyam Sheni, because it's Shtei Kedusha. So it says like the Rambam, Hilchas Erevin Perches Lochiches. So the Rambam in Asog, it says, Tom is there. Because even Shneim Tayim Shel Rosh Hashanah is that way. Even though the Kedusha Achas, you only say Lechum, you don't say Lekula. So the Magen Mishnah says, "Ani am shloi tari rabenu. If it's kedusha achas, it's kedusha achas. Why would you say it lekula, not lechumra?" As it's like the Magen Mishnah, and he says the Rashba says this in the Sefer Teres of Magen Sakatzer, and he also says the Pinchas Alevi says in Nazaris the Iker, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah Siman Tav the Zayin Nosei of Tchumen Paskin that way Alach al Nemaisa, that by 2 days of Rosh Hashanah you only need one Erev Tchumen. It doesn't have to be there the next day. If it's Nechal Ruvay, it still works. Now, it's interesting about that, because the question is, are you allowed to cook from one day of Rosh Hashanah to the other day of Rosh Hashanah? The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Guf Gimel paskins you not. You can't shecht or cook from one day of Rosh Hashanah to the other day of Rosh Hashanah. So the Magen Avraham asks the Kasha, what do you mean? In Siman Tav Te Zayin, you said it's Kedusha Achas even Lekula. So what's the pshat that you can't cook from one day of Rosh Hashanah to another day of Rosh Hashanah? You told me it's Kedusha Achas even Lekula. So the Magen Avraham says, very simple. Midiraisa, the way we count, Alpida Cheshman that we have, the first day is Vaday Rosh Hashanah Midiraisa, the second day Midirabanan. So it means Midiraisa, the second day is Chol. I can't allow you to cook and bake on Rosh Hashanah Deraisa for Rosh Hashanah Derabanan, that's Chol. But Tchumen, not only is Tchumen Derabanan, but it's a little bit more than that. If you want to ask a Tchumen the second day, right, that means that you think the second day is Yom Tov. So Kumtais, okay. So that Manavshach, if the second day isn't, if we know the first day is Yom Tov, and the second day is not Yom Tov, so then there won't be a problem with Chumen. El am I afraid the second day is Yom Tov? So that's all the din the Rabbanan did is in the Kedusha Achas. So Kedusha Achas, Ramol's even the Kula. You can't go here. The din of not cooking from the first day of Rosh Hashanah to the second day of Rosh Hashanah is a din, midar abana, maybe be allowed to cook, but midar aisa not allowed to cook. Midar aisa, this is kaidish, this is chayil. But tchumen, what are you going to say? I can't go on the second day because of the eiv of the first day? Because midar aisa, only the first day is yantiv, that means it's chayil. Elamai, you think it's yantiv, that means that's guvud at takana, it's guvud at takana of kedusha achas. Yeah, I got interesting, the bi'alacha, that's how we pass it, but the bi'alacha siman tav kav gimel, says the Gayan is mashman at the din of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Gimel that says you're not allowed to cook from one day of Rosh Hashanah to another is not like the Rambam. The Rambam holds even the coolest kushachas. So he's bothered. What do you mean? Midiraisi, it's Yom Echad. Only the first day is Kaidish. So he says, Midiraisi, you are allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Chol. I'll tell you. That's the din. Since you could use it on Yom Tov, Midiraisi, you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Chol. That's why you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. There's one man named Kedusha Achas, one of them even Shtei Kedushas because of Ayil. And that's where the Rabbanan will make for Eruv Tchumen. So here, since anyway Midrash is Mutter, I want to say Midrabbanan is Kedusha Achas. So that's what he says Pshat in the Gaon. But the Magen Avraham is saying, no, Mitzad the Isser, mitzad the isur of cooking miyantav chol, they didn't say it's kedusha achas lekula for that. But mitzad the isurim of yantav sheni to say that they're asur, but they're not kedusha achas mechatesa. If yantav sheni is asur, so then why wouldn't there be kedusha achas? But one hour is like this. If you're going to say, here we're discussing, when was the kedusha achas? Right, we're going with the minig that we did v'zmanei makanish al piriya. V'zmanei makanish al piriya, beish and olde b'zeh asuru b'zeh. So if you're going to say that the pshat is, any time the Eidim don't come the first day, it's kedusha achas. So good. So then the pshat is, yantiv sheni is asur, and whenever yantiv sheni is asur, in other words, if I have a chash that the Eidim didn't come, and today is really yantiv, so then it's kedusha achas with the first day. So meila legabe derabanan legabe tchumen. Either way, I'm covered, because if they came the first day, and yantav was really the first day, today is chal. Elamai they didn't come the first day, so then it's kedusha achas. So meila they I hear two tzadim. The Rambam says it's kedusha achas even lekula. You could say they only made the din of kedusha achas lechumra, but the whole thing lechumra only starts if the kedusha achas comes in all cases where you keep yantav sheni. But let's say, it depends. If the Eidim came in a minchu l'mayla, then it's kedusha achas. If the Eidim didn't come at all, then it's not kedusha achas. So memela, why am I keeping it as kedusha achas? I'm afraid of one scenario. Right? We're saying the three cases, the three scenarios. One is the Eidim came before mincha, then only the first is kedush. The second is the Eidim came after mincha, and the Eidim came, I mean, he didn't come at all that day, and then only the second is kedush. Either way, the Beitz is mutter. Why am I answering the Be'er? Because maybe the Eidim came in the Mincha L'mayla specifically. But then, you can't say it's Kedusha Achas L'kula. Mecha Tesa. Why would you be Mekel? Maybe they didn't come in the Mincha L'mayla. Maybe the second day is Kedush, and only the second day is Kedush. Why would I say Kedusha Achas? If every time the second day is Kedush, it's Kedusha Achas, the first day is Kedush Min Rabbanan, so then I could say it L'kula. But if the Pshat is the second day is only Kedush, it's only kedusha achas when the Eidim came in the mincha l'mayla, and the reason why the bay is us is because I have to be chayish the Eidim came specifically in the mincha l'mayla, like the Marshan Maram, like the Ritva. So how would that be possible l'kula? L'chayim, what we do today is what they did Amol. The reason why we know kedusha achas is because Amol they were know kedusha achas. So if the pshat is any time the Eidim came b'yom sheni, or Eidim didn't come at all, and yom sheni was Roshan, it's kedusha achas. So then you could say that we have a din of kedusha achas bein lekula bein lechumra. But if the pshat is that always were chayshish kedusha achas is only in the case where Eidim came in a mincha l'mayla. So why would that be lekula? I saw the kanyank of an Eiv in the Flamites is married to that. He starts off with the hanacha that even when Eidim don't come at all, it's kedusha achas. But in the end, he decides based on the Gemara here. He says it's much in the Gemara here in Be'ah. I don't know where it's much, but he decides that no, it's even only when the Eidim come with dafkim in a mincha l'mayla. And he writes at the end, and according to Ram, we need a teretz then. How could it be l'kula? I saw that Avnei Nezen, Sima Tafnan Aleph, has a whole discussion about this. He also learns in the Shittas HaRamam that it's taka when the Eidim come in a mincha l'mayla only. But he's bothered, so how could it be l'kula? He says a whole mechudish de kibshant, but it's not l'alacha. L'alacha will come out that b'zman hazeh, you wouldn't say l'kula, and that's not the psaka of the Shulchan Aruch, Sima Tafnan Zayin. Oh, yeah.